Okay, this is Shinda. How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling just to get some information for us home service, taking care of a family member.
Yes. What information do you need? Is it for yourself or for a family member?
A family member, yes.
Okay.
Does
the family member have Medicaid?
Yes, they're going to be getting Medicaid.
Oh, but not yet?
No, not yet. That's why I say I'm calling to get some information and how do we go about...
they have Medicaid, they might be eligible for home care services and they can have a family member take care of them and get paid?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
I can check if on the Medicaid where it talks through the process. What information do you have, like of the patient? Date of birth, social, or name?
Danny Watson.
Okay, just give me a minute. I'm logging into the portal.
Okay.
Just give me a minute, please. Okay, so what's the patient's first name?
Danny, D-A-N-N-I-E, Watson.
W-A-T-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, date of birth?
2/1/63.
1963. Okay, nothing is coming up.
Well, they in the process. They said they have an answer or whatever. I was just, like I said, I just needed to know how did it work and what's the qualifications for us, you know, with him, because he has, I don't know if it's, what is the criteria to have, you know, for him to be taken care of?
So once he has Medicaid, we can help him apply for home care, and a family member could be the caregiver. That will just need to complete an application and send in some documents. Once he has Medicaid, we will help him apply. So the first step is that we will call the state, and they will have him assessed, like they will do an assessment. And according to the assessment, they and his medical conditions, they will approve him for hours, for weekly hours, which that's the amount of hours that the caregiver will be able to work every week and get paid.
Right, because he's my husband, but we're separated. I live in a different, but I'm coming in to take care of him. He has congestive heart failure, and he has renal failure, so he gets short of breath, he gets short of breath, mm-hmm. and I basically come over and clean the house and, you know, take care of him, because he know how to put his clothes on and stuff like, but he gets so short of breath. So I just kind of assist him with that. And then I prepare the food for him. But I don't know if that would qualify us. I don't know.
Okay. I don't see his name coming up on the Medicaid portal. Do you have by any chance a social? So maybe I can check with the social later, Brits.
Did you just hear what I mentioned to you about what I have to help him with?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to see, does he qualify with the conditions they get?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's what I was asking the question.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Right. Sure. All
right. Okay. But he would need active Medicaid. That's what I'm saying. Before we can.
Okay.
Do...
Okay. 493-709031.
31. And can you repeat the date of birth one more time?
2/1/63.
63. No, okay, so nothing is coming up. Yeah, so it looks like he is not on Medicaid yet, but...
Right, he might not be, because he just applied for it. when we went to the doctor and stuff, and the doctor wants him to, so we just applied for it. And like I said, I was just asking questions. So when I do decide, when he just, you know, apply, we want, I wanted to find a home care, you know, that, you know, that can assist him, you know, that I can have him, you know.
Yeah. And, so. But you're not sure. But you're not sure if he is, like, approved for Medicaid. You don't know if he'll be approved. You're just
not
waiting.
Yet. Not,
yeah.
Yeah, he's just waiting for the answer or whatever. But I don't think that he gave them the diagnosis. I don't know if they're going to base it off his income. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I'm you know, I'm just saying that he needs the sister because he can't walk that distance and he has the conditions of, you know, everything
that
or whatever. That.
Right. What's his address?
Huh?
What's his address?
3128 Meadow Pass Drive, Florissant, Missouri, 63031.
63031. Meadow Pass, he said. Okay. And it's Florissant, Missouri, right?
It is.
Okay. And it's in St. Louis?
Yes.
County. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. So, yeah, I think once he has active Medicaid, then you can call us back.
Okay.
And we'll be able to help you with getting the services.
So what is the pay for the the home help person?
Yeah, it's about $15 an hour.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank
yeah.
you very
would you
much.
Be the would you be the caregiver?
If yes, ma'am.
Okay. But you
yes,
aren't legally married.
Yeah, we're separated though. I live in my own house and he lives by himself.
Okay, because if you're legally married, you can be the spouse can be the caregiver.
Somebody else will have to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got you. Okay, all right, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. No problem.
Bye bye.